Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. A theme of love came in mind first, since it was it is a Valentine's Day. But more importantly, it is the first week of Lent. So, what is the meaning of Lent for you? Generally, people ask one another, what are you going to give up this Lent? Let us take a look at this year's Lent differently. Lent is a time to acknowledge and respond to God's offer to dwell in our hearts. So more close to God, and it is time to pour our energy into increasing our awareness of God. God is present with us, no matter what the circumstances of our lives. Amen? So it's a time, very important season of a Christian calendar. I'd like to share one of my experience of Lent with you. In Korea, there are usually a special prayer sessions in most churches during this 40 days of Lent period. One year, I was desperately felt to participate in early morning prayer gatherings. Yes, God was telling me strongly something that year, I believe. And my church is about 20 minutes away from my home. And in order for me to attend it, I had to get up like 4:30 in the morning to attend the 5 o'clock service for 40 days. Having committed, and I made promise to one of my friends in the church, I'll pick you up on the way so that I wouldn't miss a day. And that was the first day, I believe, and we were asked to write down the prayer request on a piece of paper. It was handed out to everyone. You know, it is certainly a different experience to gather together as a group of people, especially when it becomes thousands of people. The Holy Spirit is there to intercede for us, and you could feel it, and still gives me a chill. And I was not able to articulate, as why I was asked to write a piece of paper, a prayer request, why exactly I was determined to be there, and prayerfully wrote, whatever God's will is, I would follow. That was my prayer. A miracle happened. Within less than a year, my husband got a job transfer to the States against all odds as an expatriate, which was our hope as we anticipated our children to be educated in a globally oriented atmosphere. And God works very mysteriously. If it had not been for that year's devotion, I may not have been here standing on this pulpit. I'm just trying to convey that prayer works. Amen? So in order for us to acknowledge and respond to God's offer to dwell in our hearts, I believe we need to focus on, first, intentionality. You have to be always intentional to get back to God. And the second, spiritual growth, renewal. And the third, receptivity to God's grace to all. So we also should remember that, be reminded that conversion is best understood as a process and not as an event. For some people, it happens like an event. For example, Paul, who was converted on the road to the Damascus, remember that one? And John Wesley, our founder, he was converted on the street of Aldersgate in London. The most of us, though, grow as a process by the help of the sanctifying grace. That's the reason that we need to worship God every Sunday and be here and have fellowship with other Christians. Get inspired. Amen. So Romans text is saying today that if we confess in mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. It is a succinct sentence of justification by faith. Yes, it is. Some theologians emphasize this justification by faith alone. But I believe you have to be balanced out. For some people, they grow eventually, meet God. So Spirit of God lives in you. That's for sure. Spirit of God lives in you. The mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. You can be joyful always, even though you don't have any money in your bank account. I have said it before, right? You can trust the Lord. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from dead is living in you, and He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. So today's psalm is praying as an invitation to wholeness, wholeness. And it is a promise. It says, if you make the Most High your dwelling, Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Scott J. Johns says, evangelism as initiation into discipleship in response to the reign of God. We ought to have a spiritual renewal. That's the second point, which entails increase in awareness of the presence of the Holy Spirit, gradually be united with Him. What does it mean, be united with Him? Teresa of Avila, one of the 16th century spiritual masters, she said, it is God that is in me and I in Him. That is the Christian mystery of Christ. She is a 16th century spiritual master. She also further says that the union with God is not simply one of the mere knowledge, but an ontological incorporation. Though our intellect is also a part of our being. Spiritual part and intellectual part. It has to be all work together and incorporate with God. That's the meaning of union with God. Divine love opens our heart when we trust and obey intentionally. So thirdly, the receptivity of God's grace. God's grace is sufficient for all, for everyone, Jews and Gentiles. When we guard our inner heart and soul, open our hearts, receptive to God's grace, God works in us to create purity. We are not the one who in charge. God does the work. He initiates all the time. James 1:14 says, the enemy is within. A person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. So from today's text, the gospel text of Luke, we learn the temptation of Jesus. We can find many examples of temptations in the Bible. The fall of Adam and Eve in Genesis contains all the essential ingredients, while Satan's temptation of Jesus in the wilderness in New Testament can be seen as a balance to the temptation of Adam and Eve. So we call it Christ as a second Adam unto what the first Adam did, thwarting Satan and robbing him of final victory. Jesus was tempted as the Messiah. Therefore, we cannot compare our temptation to Jesus's, but we can learn from it there that the spiritual renewal and strengthening is primary and essential to the disciples of Christ. We're all disciples of Christ, right? Amen. So faith is sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. And for what is seen is temporary, but unseen is eternal. Apostle Paul is admonishing you with the words, an attitude of a disciple throughout the whole epistles of the Bible. If you have been united with him like this in this death, he will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. It comes from Romans 6:5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. And another one. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, and clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And overall, these virtues put on love, and which binds them all together in perfect unity. Lastly, I wondered, why Deuteronomy, one of the five Pentateuchs? It's called the Pentateuch, which means five Moses law for the Jews, was included with other texts today. Because Jesus Christ quoted them from this book three times while he was tempted. Verses 4 and 8 and 12, where it says, it is written, man does not live on bread alone. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. That's what he quoted from Deuteronomy. At the same time, since it is a spiritual principle of the law for our well-being, it gives another admonition of tithing. It says, bring the first fruit of the soil that God has given us. God is always pleased with generous giver and always the one with the willingly give. And it can be considered as a part of our spiritual growth. Brothers, sisters in Christ, this is the first Sunday of Lent, and I pray and hope that you may be empowered, strengthened, and replenished during this important season of our Christian calendar with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we would like to hear your testimony, encountering story with the Lord on our next testimony evening service. Amen. How about that? Let us pray. Oh God, we give thanks to you for this first Sunday of Lent. We are committing ourselves to be a disciple of yours. Let us focus our mind and souls, everything with my strength to you, and praise you and worship you, and become and come close to you, more close to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.